Blog Talk Radio.
Ages, consenting adults, badass adolescents, y'all know what it is. It's another Thursday. It's 9 o'clock, well, Eastern time, and well, I don't know other time zones, so don't ask me. And of course, you know it is the show, probably one of the greatest programs on Next to Blow Radio. I'm just saying that because I'm biased, because I'm that nigga. And if in case y'all don't know who this nigga is, it's Don't Pay Me No Mind Shit. I've been lost my mind, Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Press the Catalyst, you can see me with the baddest bitch. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway, Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Let go. And I'd like to introduce my co-host. Oh, I forgot. My co-host is late again. See, this is the reason why you can't work with niggas. This is exactly the reason. You can't work with niggas. But, yes, I always put him on blast, throw him under the bus. Because, fuck it. That's my brother. I can do it. So, I don't care. He probably going to cuss me out by the time he get on air. But it's cool. I don't care. We rocking out tonight. Yes, yes. Oh, shit. And there he goes, right there. Ain't that about interesting? So, my co-host, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo.
Yo.
What's good, man?
Did you hear anything I just said?
I ain't hear nothing. Wow, I know you're talking some shit. Say.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, all right, nigga.
I wasn't.
Yeah, all right, niggas.
Anyway, introduce yourself.
Rafiq said, what up, niggas?
What up, Rafiq? What's going on?
Chill in.
All
right, you over here, you over here cooking up real quick. He's dropping his mixtape tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know. So what was you saying, though?
I wasn't saying shit.
You're a lying motherfucker.
I was saying a motherfucking word. I don't know what you're talking about. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, all right, nigga. I'm going to hear the playback and hear you talking shit.
Damn. I forgot all these are recorded.
What's good, though, man? What we doing?
I got to remember those things, but fuck it. We here. Introduce yourself, damn it. You keep not.
Because they already know who it is. The kid on Flame, Shadowy, man. That's all it is.
They don't know you. They know me, damn it.
They know me, nigga. They tune in for
I'm
me.
I'm the fake.
You heard me, nigga. They tune in for me, nigga. I'm the voice.
Okay, we can work out. We can rock out like that. But y'all know what it is. It's the show and everything. Tonight's spectacular show is going to be all about dating in the game. Yes, yes. A very good topic, because it's a lot of dating in the game. So we want to hear your pros, your cons about this certain subject. And we are going to break down the greatest power couples, past, present, and possibly future. So, and we're also going to have them headlines. I have a new inductee into the list. Yes, yes. And we're going to talk battle rap. So it's going to be a great fucking show. If I do say so myself, which I am going to say so myself, because ain't nobody going to stop me from saying what I want to say.
So who's the new inductee?
Huh?
So who's the new inductee? Who you talking about? Or are we going to get to that later?
Oh, I will get into that.
All right.
For the people that are tuned in to the show fan page on Facebook and everything, they know the inductee because I posted her. What day did I post her? And she got a lot of views on it. So actually, it's a good inductee. I posted her on Monday. So she's a great inductee, if I do say so myself. Because yeah, she even like I wanted her, like it was crazy because I thought she was older, when she was like younger, and like then I had to fall back like whoa, but now she's legal and yeah, she's all grown up. So yeah, that's all I gotta say. She all grown up and looking so lovely, but I'm gonna get into some music because that's really what y'all came here for. Y'all don't really want to hear me talk. Well, you kind of do, but still, we're gonna get into some music and everything. I'm feeling all my cocky shit. I feel like tomorrow morning I can wake up in a new Bugatti. That's how I'm feeling right now. I feel like I can wake up in a brand new Bugatti, and I know Asia Sparks feel that exact same way. That's why she made the remix. Made her remix verse to Bugatti. Rock with the show. It's next to blow. Like, yeah.
I've been looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. From different races. You get money, they started hating.
Five, five, six, 10 for the left, 25.
Now, have you ever seen a chick used to know from the hood and everything. Like, she was a little, young girl and everything. She may have followed you around and everything, this around the hood and shit. And then she grew up, bad as shit. Yeah, I had that experience today. Like, one of my little young girls from the block and everything, I saw her today on Facebook and everything. She grew smooth the fuck up. Yeah.
So what you do?
I didn't do nothing.
No,
I don't feel right. It's just like she called me big brother. Like, really? Like, she called me big brother. I can't have her calling me big brother than calling me daddy. Like, it mess up my whole mental, nigga. Like, it really mess up my mental.
Keep it in the family, nigga.
That's nasty. You incest. You nah, nigga. That's nasty.
I ain't saying like that, nigga. She ain't blood, nigga. What you talking about? She ain't blood, nigga. You talking about she can't call you brother, they call you daddy.
I mean, it don't feel weird. She probably come over the crib, still call me big brother. Something happened, and then she calling me daddy while I'm hitting her from the back. Shit, that'll fuck up my mental.
Only for a few seconds.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But there's only one special girl that got my full attention. Got my...
Yeah, did you say something to her?
Some butter shit, huh?
Yeah, I said, did you say something?
I punked out.
Said he punked out.
I punked out again.
Come on, man.
I mean, like, dude. It's just weird how this girl got me. I don't know. Shit.
The ice already been broken.
Huh?
I said the ice already been broken.
I know the ice already been broken, but still.
Just gotta do it.
The temperature's too hot now.
Man, listen.
I'm sweating and everything. I'm trying. My studying
yeah,
and everything.
That's the perfect time.
Need some water. Huh?
You know, this is the ladies, man. I said, Rafi said that's the perfect time.
Yeah.
Like, when they are, it's hot, nigga.
Yeah. Very much true.
I mean, you know what you should do? You know what you should do?
You know what? Rafi can go to hell. Now that I think about it, Rafi can go to hell. And let me tell you why Rafi can go to hell. Because I'm looking at the switchboard, and where I don't see no Kid Rafiq music anywhere in here. Why is that?
He says you're about to. You got that tonight.
All right, then. That's all I got to say. Now, until I get the music, he can still go to hell, but once I get the music,
he
it's all,
just
it's
get
all
the
good
music
and all
once you tell homegirl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's how we doing it.
Grab her one of those.
He said, "Grab." He said, running on people on the sun, the roses on the corner, and grab one of them joints. You can get those joints at 7-Eleven, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what? Both of y'all can go to hell in a wicker basket. How about that?
Or you can pull up with a greater reason. I get hot, baby.
Yo, you know what you should do?
What?
You should do like a whole episode of the show, right?
Mm.
And base it around that, John. You know what I mean? Base it around that moment leading up, and you finally say some shit.
You know what
you know
the
what
sad
I mean?
Part about that is? You know what the sad
what?
Part about that is? If I do
what?
That, if I do a show just like that, Team Nitty Radio is going to bring back Heartbreak Hotel. You know they will bring back Heartbreak Hotel if I do that shit.
But, you know what I mean?
I'm
listen.
Trying to avoid that by any means necessary.
But that will also get rid of the biggest problem that's in the way. You profess it to the whole world, nigga. Ain't no excuses. Right?
know what?
Ain't no excuses.
Shut the flame. Good.
You can play your you can call it like Ladies Night with Crush. play your
Ladies Night with Crush.
You can play your romantic music and shit. All throughout the night you can tell your little feelings and shit about her. And then you have that moment, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And you just say who it is. That's I'm telling you that I'm trying to check on. You know, told everybody.
Might be listening.
Yep. It's quiet for it, nigga.
Anyway.
I'm gonna do another
music break because these niggas ain't shit right now. So I'm gonna get into some me. I haven't played this song in a minute on Next to Blow. So we're going to get into Girl on That Pole. You know what I mean? This is for the strippers. You don't say strippers, you say scrippers. This is for the strippers. Girl on That Pole. You rocking with the show. Next to Blow. Lag out.
Drop it down low. lungs clear. Right here.
Your light is in the.
In the spotlight, down. My nails look gleaming, I came to get down. Looking for a shorty prepared to go down. Ass big enough, she ain't gotta turn around. About 20 deep when we walk up in the club. Spotlight on, everybody show us love. Looking for a freak prepared to give it up. Don't know about them, but you fucking with a thug. Hands in the air, wine to the beat. Hot in here, fellas grind on the free. Whisper in the air, take them home to the sheep. Baby, throw it back, till we both go steep.
You ain't fucking with my flow. Bring it back, you want some more. A flame with that flame. So we can light the cushion for you. Hit it, sing. I'm pussy, man. I wish a nigga would. Se lo meto a tu mujer, porque tú eres un cabrón. Ella brava, ella mala, y le guayo el pantalón. Yo me paso en el estudio fumando, bebiendo ron. I'm high. Take a look at my eyes. I don't smoke so much that I think I'm about to die. Que bajo. Mira que tú estás mirando. Mind your business y no te averiguando. Me, I go hard. Put that gun to your head. Que tú te crees que todavía soy un bebé. Me and West Filthy in the studio going in. Puff, puff, pass, nigga, pass it to your friend.
Breathe, kush, kush. Breathe, smoke, smoke. Lungs, clear, clear. Right here.
Your light is in the. Paper chases why he came. Niggas tripping on the flip just like cocaine. Who's holding it down? Just say your flame. Shatter EMT, we don't play those games. When it comes to them boys, we don't say those names. I'm the type of beast that can't be tamed. Shout out to Ned or the Chico Bang. Bang, call me the drama. Watch chain, laying the thunder. A bit spring, lean like a mother, but a hit. Game is smooth like butter. In, out, up, down.
Gave y'all a throwback for y'all asses.
Two actions.
Nigga, that wasn't no throwback.
Well, that's kind of a throwback.
Yours was. Reeve Kush, nigga, we didn't officially release that. That's an exclusive.
True.
True.
That's
a true.
Nigga.
Bitch, you ain't even know who on that hook.
Huh?
So you don't even know who on that hook is?
No.
They got Rafik on that joint, the kid.
See, now I gotta listen to it again.
I mean, it's both of us, but you know, that was back when I was able to afford to have this nigga come through the lab. This nigga done turned into Jay-Z and shit.
I know. This nigga just pop up any. Just like in thin air and shit.
True.
Now like find Rafik anywhere.
This nigga hit my phone and I seen his name pop up. I thought I was bugging. I'm like, wait, what?
That nigga materializes and shit.
But his new mixtape is crazy, man. I got to listen to it today. I mean, that shit gonna be on that tip, so everybody go ahead and get that joint and get it up there.
You suck.
Okay, man, because I get the exclusive, nigga.
But you know what time it is.
What's that? Headlines?
Headlines. evening. I am your host, Crush the Catalyst, and these are the headlines.
I bug myself out when I do that shit.
Yeah, man, you got issues.
Don't judge me. I think the biggest headline that I want to address is DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled. Like, I don't even know what to say. Sling, do you know what to say?
I don't know what the hell to say about that nigga.
Like, I thought it was a joke, but it seemed real. In case y'all don't know what we're talking about, DJ Khaled, super producer DJ Khaled, we the best and everything, he went on MTV News and on video proposed to Nicki Minaj and offered her $500,000, 10-carat diamond ring, and asked him her to marry him. Wow.
She said he was playing us.
Huh?
So she said he was playing. I don't know.
She said that?
She called in the Funk Flex the other day and was talking about it. She said she was cracking up when she heard it. She ain't taking it serious. She said that's, I don't know. I think it's all publicity for they song that they got coming out, or it might already be out. I don't know.
All I know is that ring.
I said, that ain't the first time he did it, though.
Then I missed the first time, then.
It was like last year sometime.
All I know is I was looking at the video, like, this nigga's crazy. That's all I had to say. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And now, we're going to get into, and now, the new inductee to the list. Yes, this is headline worthy. I don't give a fuck. This is headline worthy. I don't even know how to say her last name. I really should have learned how to say her last name before I tried this, but fuck it. The newest inductee onto the list is JoJo.
Oh, from last week's list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
I
newest
agree.
Inductee is JoJo. In case y'all don't know who JoJo is, JoJo is a very, very beautiful young lady who got her who came out with a crazy single called "Leave" back in "Leave Get Out," which had every girl in the world basically telling all their boyfriends just get out my face and everything. So and. She got the soul of a black girl, but she's white. Her body is
saying like that. Yeah, she white.
She goes under the list under perfect white girls. She goes under the list. She goes under that list too. She goes into the matter of fact, I can't even put her on the fuckable list. I will put her on Girl, I Marry You list.
Man, that's deep.
Matter of fact, I'm about to do some Cali shit with JoJo. We around the same height. We made some pretty ass babies. I think it'll work out. I think it'll be a match made in heaven.
Yeah. Oh,
man. I have her singing. But yeah. She was a young girl back in the day and everything, but now she's of age and looking so damn good. I will bite her butt. It's real and Phil. I will bite her butt.
That's serious.
I ain't playing. What? What you about to say, Queen?
I ain't say nothing. I said that's serious.
Yes, it really is. But I don't care. And anybody who got something to say about that, how I feel about my JoJo, you know what you can do?
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
And you know what? That's a perfect segue, too.
That's
really
serious.
What?
I could co-sign that, though.
Huh?
So I could co-sign that. So I could co-sign that.
Exactly. I mean, look at her. Look at her. Go to the show page right now, Flame, and tell me she ain't that. Look at her. I made a collage. Look at it.
I've seen
it. Look at it. Okay. I made a collage. JoJo. JoJo. I'll sing to you, JoJo. JoJo. You know what? I need to put some of her music on the system, so therefore I can tweet her, and somehow, some way, she'll be paying attention, start retweeting, and then I can get her on the show and pronounce my love to her. Ha! Genius! I'm a friggin' genius!
She gonna get a restraining order on you like Nikki did Cali.
No, she won't, because she's gonna love me, okay? I'm fucking lovable. Okay? Don't say shit like that. Don't speak that shit into existence. Damn. Hating ass nigga. We're gonna get into a music break while I get my heart back together, repair my heart and shit. Get into this A-Verb, Young Ill. One thing about
wow.
It, you rocking with yourself. Next below. Let go.
One thing, niggas ain't gangsters. Little ass boys, I hit you with this anger. Better go turn down all that noise. You and your click ain't bulletproof, bitch. None of you punks throw hands like joy. But a nigga wanna act tough, rev up, flex up once he go sniff that void. I done told you, boy. Quit that whooping, quit that whooping. You don't really wanna see a nigga come put that click back to you. Look, I'm a firm man, so I'ma give you a first chance to know what you really dealing with. I don't think you know it. I'ma break it down so you understand. Boy, your block full of busters. I got a block full of goons. My niggas hop out and start busting. Y'all wanna be calm and be cool. Fuck that, let's ride on these niggas. Send a bunch of hot rounds at these fools. Choppers go block out of block out. That shit you pop just go pew. I'm a pain jail rapper. Two-stepper, who pressure? Hit the club with two weapons. Two heifers, coop necker. Acting all rowdy. Look, I doubt that, boy. You niggas ain't got that, boy. So stop playing with me. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. Complain about it, it ain't around you, shame on them. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. Complain about it, it ain't around you, shame on them. One thing about it,
them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. Screaming, shouting, the gangster shit, I'ma bring them out. My team get rowdy, that bang a bitch, I ain't seen without it. Catch you in your beam, a red beam, you and snatch it clean about. You see the necklace, be people doubting. You people eating, my people shouting. You people niggas want peace and I want a piece of violence. Big potato up on the piece.
One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. Complain about it, it ain't around it, shame on them. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't.
I walk into the club, put one leg up. I lean on the wall, chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker, yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker. Walking through the club, I lean on the wall, with one leg up. Chillin' like a motherfucker, yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker, yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker.
Getting money with I'm used to doing, ain't no stressin'. And party with it collage with my squad. Hit your town, there's a party in your city. We popping bottles, girl, I get you tipsy. I don't wanna hear them stories talking about you can't dance, cause we be the best. The flyest niggas on deck, I'm on. Already drone, pass the Patron. Tell me if you working early, I could get you home. So tell your friends to call if they wanna get involved. Taking pictures, let me pose. With them dimes, cause they trying to get exposed. Please don't, girl, spill drinks on my clothes. I really wouldn't mind if it wasn't for the promo, cause they ain't even paying me to wear the logo. So girl, bounce on this shit like a pogo, and we could get it on. I'm just chilling in the club, yeah, we get it on.
I walk into the club, put one leg up. I lean on the wall, chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah, chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah, chilling like a motherfucker. I walk into the club, I lean on the wall, put one leg up. Chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah, chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah, chilling like a motherfucker.
We chilling, the squad in the building. Honey, shake that ass if you wanna make it living. We ain't come to party, we parking lot pimping. Rose sipping, dog's ass glisten. Baby girl, listen, you rolling with the G squad. I'm working with that monster. Run up in your G squad. Do I make your body hot, girl? Make your body rock. Bigger that ass. Let me see your body drop. Know who I is.
Like they need a favor. $1 million sandals in a pocket full of Hamilton. If you think you on, call me Mr. Anderson. Center of attention, they just trying to get a scandal in. Cause I'm goody goody, but I've been bad. Make them do a double take, twin bad. Since hoops in the ears, ten bad. I had them throwing all their money in my gym bag. Old school rich, yeah, I gotta keep it retro. Can't find cars like mine at an expo. Show you how to swipe more cars in the metro. Then I let your ex know I'm on to my next though. XO, XO, Bonnie be the realest. LOL, smiley face, kiss the tea, bitches. Seven figure digits in my jeans, so religious. No wonder why I act too big for my brain. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. All you bitches hating on me when you feeling it. You got no idea who you dealing with. Be real with it. I know you really feeling it, but I don't really give a fuck about your feelings, bitch. I'm ill with it. Downright ill with it. And I'ma kill it till you know it ain't no healing this shit. Body laid track down like Remy. Gotta keep it flowing till I'm flowing at the levee. Tired of all these niggas saying, Bonnie, you ain't ready. Play the beat and I'ma put it down like it's heavy. Gotta get it all from the 100 to the penny. And when I say it all, I ain't trying to leave them any. Why they in the streets throwing money like a Betty? I'ma run up on they bitch for a Gucci Louis Fendi. Probably even take a boyfriend if he let me. Now he downtown sounding like he drowned in spaghetti. Damn, Bonnie, why you always on the other shit? Chill, why you yelling at my government? Yeah, I know you like the style, I know you loving it. I'm sick with it, I ain't even gotta rub it in. Bonnie, why you always on the other shit? Chill, why you yelling at my government? Yeah, I know you like the style, I know you loving it. I'm sick with it, I ain't even gotta rub it in. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. See, it's bitches like you that be calling bitches that be giving us bitches bad names. I mean, who do you even think you are, bitch? You ain't fly. Like, what type of bitch calls herself funny? Like, didn't she get shot like 20 times? Like, what's fly about that, bitch?
And we so back. I had to rock out for a second. You know what I mean? I had to really rock out for a second. And I believe I did. I believe I succeeded in rocking smooth the fuck out. But that's my biased opinion. Flame, what you think?
Sounds tough, man. I like that that verb joint. I don't think I heard that before.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, verb, jump in there. They like, you do some new shit, do some shit. You flip that shit in there. I was like, all right.
The verb joint. Oh yeah. That's how it worked though. Like, just you don't know what's gonna hit you on the show. That's why it's called the show. I didn't give it like a big ass title, because hell, with the show, you never know what you can expect. All you know, it's gonna be a fucking show. Oh, damn it! How many times do I gotta tell these people I'm unpredictable?
Yeah, right over there.
Now I'm showing my feelings because how y'all try to play it, nigga.
I thought it was constructive criticism. I thought it was good advice. Shit. You do it the right way. It's kind of smooth.
Yeah.
All right. Be single forever, Chris.
Y'all try to play me. What? What'd you say?
I said, my Rafiq said it's a lonely path. Being single forever.
I think you should just tell her.
I don't know what to tell her.
I mean, think about it. It kind of coincides with what we're talking about tonight. If you tell her and make it happen, you'd be dating in the game.
Yeah, very true. And that's the segue we're going to use. Thank you, Flame. Thank you, working. It's about time you start acting like you're a part of this show, jackass. Instead of just being a Hollywood motherfucker. It's about fucking time. I'm proud of you.
Oh, he made this little gum right here.
Yep.
Lord knows you never did shit on this show. I just had to do everything. But thank you. That's how we're going to
rock it.
Huh?
I'm going to hear the help, nigga. I'm only here to help, nigga. This is why I don't have help black folks no more.
And I appreciate it. No, because on some real, I have never. Before we get into the segment, Flame had to bring back some old shit and everything last week. He got to bring back some old shit.
What I bring
but
back?
But made me think and everything. I do have to thank you because on like 6 degrees of separation, you kind of got me this job.
Yes.
So I like to personally thank you because in case y'all don't know how this 6 degrees of separation worked, I'm about to break it down as quick as possible. Okay. Now, in Delaware, we have a college radio show called Team Nitty Radio, hosted by my boy OG Nitty and AC. Shout outs to them. Hope both of them are listening right now. Shout outs to them. Okay. Now, Fleen was on there and everything. He told me one day that he had an interview on there that was playing all his new joints. Check it out. So I checked it out. I liked the show, so I started listening to it frequently. I started sending them my music. They had topics on there where I used to gave my unbiased opinion, use my real-life situations, good or bad, because really, y'all know me. I use my real-life situations. I don't give a fuck how they look, because damn it, I'm a real-ass nigga. And I be damned if somebody gonna tell my story better than me. No. And end up fucking it up. All I know is my true Hollywood story, y'all going to already have. Y'all won't really need it because I'm going to tell y'all everything. So, therefore, yeah. So, they started to, like, really fuck with me because I was a real-ass nigga and I would tell my stories. So, one day, I go on with the actual in-studio interview. I tell a very hurtful heartbreak story, and so they said dedicated a segment to me. It was called Crystal Catalyst's Heartbreak Hotel, where basically they played songs that basically brokenhearted songs. So, which Queen T listening to, and I will always call in and talk about the songs and everything, and I was such a great support about it. Queen T loved how I was on the radio, and next thing I know, I started listening to her show and doing the same thing. She gave me a shot, and here I am today. So basically, means of separation, Flame kind of got me this job because he the one who told me to listen to Team Nitty Radio. Yeah.
And I'm the one that told you to take this
job.
I said, and I'm the one that told you to take this job.
You did.
You
did. You did because I was hella nervous. You did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got callers on the queue and everything. And I'm going to take these callers in the queue. But before I get into that, I'm going to tell y'all what the topic is. And I want y'all to chime in on it. Now, the topic for tonight, that Flame, break it down again. Since you set up the segue. Break it down.
It's basically dating in the game. And it was the pros and cons. What's your thoughts on it? Is it easier? Is it more convenient? Does it cause friction? Like, what's your thoughts?
And
is it easy for Will and Jada? You know what I mean? Or is it tear them apart?
And give us some of your best power couples.
Best ones, to my knowledge, probably Jay and Beyonce right now. That's probably the best one I could think of right now. They haven't
Jay and
had
B.
too many issues. Huh?
Jay and B.
Yeah, they strong right now. They strong. They handle the media well. They don't get caught up in all that.
don't they keep their personal life, you know, private as they want it to be. You know what I'm saying? They've
been close second. You know what close second?
Who that?
You know what close second? Nick and Mariah.
Yes, I give you that.
Taking them checks.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get into the callers and everything. We're gonna get into the come on, dyslexia, don't fuck with me now. We're gonna get into the 956-307. Call you live on the air. Next
you're
Globe
live
radio.
On the air, next to Globe Radio.
What's the damn deal?
We're good.
What up?
This is Smooth, man. I was just calling in, showing some love. I seen Miss Quincy posted that Next Blow was live.
Hold on.
Let me take it off of this shit. What's going on? What y'all got going on tonight?
We got a live topic right now. We talking about dating in the game. Is it good? Is it bad? You got pros, you got cons, and who is your power couple that you really feeling in the game? Like, what's your thoughts on it?
I prefer not to answer. I wasn't really like listening to the topic. I was just calling in and showing some love, you know. I think it's quickie post, so that's about it.
True.
That's all it is.
What you want to roll, man? Feel like you got a lot of wind behind you or something?
Huh?
So what, you driving or something? Feel like you got a lot of air behind you or something?
Yeah, I had you guys on the hands free. We're listening to you on the radio, man. I'm driving actually.
Definitely appreciate you tuning in, man. Tune in every Thursday. We be getting crazy up on here. Definitely appreciate the love.
I'm gonna put you guys back on the auxiliary cord. I'm tuned in.
All right, that's all it is, man. Be easy out there.
Yeah, that's Smooth the Dude and everything. He got his own radio show as well and everything. So, I gotta get all this information so I can. I'm gonna put that in the promo blast next week. So yeah, that'll work out definitely. So, shit. So, now back to what I was saying. Sidetrack. Okay, the pros. I say. This is my take on it, really. I personally think it's a good thing if both of the participants in the relationship are about their work. And I'm going to tell you why. Because ain't nothing better than being an artist and not having to deal with a chick at home talking about, where you at? Why you in the studio all late night? You probably with some bitch. Yada, 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 all that shit. See, when you dating a girl in the game, she knows the grind that you got to go through a daily day because she's doing the same grind on a daily day. So y'all can go tit for tat and everything. Y'all can make each other better. Y'all basically like sparring partners. So it's a really good thing. Both members play their part. You feel me, Flame?
Yeah, I agree.
But it's also cons. It's also cons to this shit. And I will know these cons because, well, basically, I have a lot of experience dating in the game because I date a lot in the game. I really do. Because really, I mean, I think about it like this. When you're around somebody, like when you're an artist and everything, when you're around an artist and you're around other artists, and everything, you working together. And then you got a hit song, like you're with that person constantly. Damn near. You're performing with them. You're doing radio interviews. You prepping for videos. All this and the other and everything. And when you build that shit, like you're spending a lot of time with somebody, so it's only two ways you can go. You can love somebody or you can fucking hate them. And I'm just very lovable. So shit happens.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of pros and cons, man. Definitely.
Well, I'm speaking on the pros. You talk about the cons. I'm going to speak about the pros. Because, really, if this girl say yes, I'm going to be doing it all over again. And I'm going to be so happy. So,
I mean,
you can speak on the cons. I'm going to speak on the pros.
I mean, as far as the cons go, it's a dirty game, man. You know, it's a lot of sneaky people out there. The media be all up in your business trying to pull you apart. Not even just the media, just people in period. You know what I mean? They get nosy when they see people together trying to make moves together. So once you get people, you know what I mean, in your business, man, rumors start, insecurities start. And if you ain't strong enough, you know what I mean, it's going to tear you apart. So,
but that also breaks down to both parties playing a part.
Yeah.
But so if you really going to do this, you got to have a strong connection, a strong bond, and you got to realize, yo, I'm here for you, and I'm doing my music. I'm here for you, and I'm here for my music. Like, and she got to be on the site. Same type time. I'm here for you and I'm here for my music. Let's grind together. Let's work.
Yeah, like, that's one of the best things about the pros is that being that it's a sneaky game, and if y'all both on top of y'all business, y'all can watch each other back. Y'all can let each other know, you know what I mean, this is going on and that's going on. Or, babe, like, you slipping with this, you know what I mean, be careful around this person. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the best things. Like, I think it's more beneficial, to be honest.
I feel you.
It's definitely more beneficial because your partner would be, they more understanding of what's going on. You know what I mean? Sort of like what you were saying in the beginning. You ain't gonna get all the questions of why you in the studio so long, or why you gotta do this, or why you gotta, you know, go do that. They already know what the hustle is. So, I can't speak too much on it because I'm married to somebody that's not in the game.
Yeah.
So I face the cons a lot, nigga.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sucks for you. Me personally, I see myself falling in love with a singer. I want a girl that's gonna sing me lullabies.
To sleep.
I want a girl that sing me lullabies. I think that is I really think singers sing they dudes lullabies at times. And I wanna be one of those niggas that girl sing them lullabies. I really want to. Like, babe, I can't sleep. What you want me to do?
Sing.
Tell me that ain't hot. Like, your girl, like my girl is platinum and she's singing to me. So it's like a win. You're going to sleep like team winning.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody Drake was before.
What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, that sounds like the type of female Drake looking for. Somebody can sing duets with and shit.
He's chasing Rihanna. She can't sing.
he,
He said he's the light skinned version of Keith Sweat. You ain't hear that?
Yeah, always begging and shit. Begging and crying. Yeah, he is exactly that. The light skinned version of Keith Sweat. Begging and crying. But I really want it. Like, that's my dream right now. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I think it's a beautiful dream. And she like, I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I was thinking about her again. Damn it! I can't deal with this shit. I'm trying to work. Damn you, girl. I'm trying to work. You fucking with my mental, and I'm trying to work, do this great show, and I can't think because you on my mind. See, ain't that a fucked up thing? Like, I don't like being sprung. Bro, I really don't like being sprung when I got other shit to do. We gonna get some music.
Yeah.
And you know what? Huh?
I said, yeah, let's get into some music.
Because I gotta get my integrity. You know, I hate people. I hate people that work at this radio station because I just saw a song that can pretty much sum up everything I be saying. That I've been saying since the beginning of this show.
What?
So we're going to start off with that in this music break. And I don't know how many songs I'm going to play. I got to get my stuff together. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah. You know, every time we do what we do.
Crazy thing, you never really want to see. Cause first we were chill. as I pull up, I bet all these niggas be jockey jumping. Bitch, jockey jumping. Bitch, jockey jumping. Bitch, you and the bitch that he with? Bitch, jockey jumping. Fuck up, fuck on my clique, nigga, quit all that jockey jumping.
This pussy make them jump. This pussy make them jump.
I don't know about these other bitches, but niggas see me and they flip out. And I keep the drum up on me, don't make me pull the rest of that band out. I'm something like a model, I stay in club popping bottles. And most of these niggas be on me, they like Twitter, they follow. D'Angelo, y'all just ass out, submit the rappers, they tap out. I'ma be a player, I'ma ride a dick, and then I Kim Kardashian out. You can't believe it's not butter, how I make my ass red. You can ask a nigga named Beavis, how I get nothing but head. Is a must, nigga. Bump all these fuck niggas. I'm young and rich, so I can take a nigga. Being cute is just plus, nigga. Rolling with some cuties. These niggas trying to do me. These hoes are stealing my swag, so I guess I gotta go sue them, bitch.
Fat nigga on my clip. Jockey jumping. You and the bitch that he with? Jockey jumping. Just got 100 advance, and I'm finna go cock me something. Soon as I pull up, I bet all these niggas be jockey jumping. Fuck on my clique, nigga, quit all that jockey jumping.
This pussy make them jump. This pussy make them jump. This pussy make them jump. This pussy make them jump.
I'm all about my bread. You talking money, then holla. Where the hell was your stupid ass when I recording all my albums? Y'all niggas wasn't around. So now you jockey jumping. I done got fame, done made change. Acting like I owe y'all something. Y'all niggas got me twisted, roll with all my murders assisted. I'll have you swimming in the waters like you just enlisted. They'll never find your body, it's like you never existed. You surrounded by them pastors, like you was a Christian. Jockey jumpers get their head split, jockey jumpers don't never quit. They like your music one day, and the next day they love the shit. Don't got time for these lanes, don't got time for these games. Next person that hop around that eagle taking that aim.
You and the bitch that he with, jockey jumping. Just got 100 advance and I'm finna go cock me something. Soon as I pull up, I bet all these niggas be jockey jumping. Bitch, jockey jumping. Bitch, jockey jumping. You and the bitch that he with, jockey jumping. Fuck up on my clique, nigga, quit all that jockey jumping.
This pussy make them jump. This pussy make them jump. This pussy make them jump. This pussy make them jump.
Work for the who?
lose their mind when they find me and the swag sitting on the meal. He said I'm wifey type. I said I'm glad that's how you feel. Lorenzo pump Chanel bag. I make them work, community service. Then you gotta taste before you taste. Come at me with that bullshit and I about faith.
I tell a nigga like this, you gotta work.
And I said, I'm clapping the lead. Shots hit the back of your head. Blood down your back and your leg. Baseball back to your leg. Baseball back to your head. That man, Batman. Baseball back by my bed. You a rat to a fed. Try to rap to the feds. You'll get wrapped up instead and squashed like a package of bread.
Damn.
Somebody jump, I leave their body lumping. Feed their body with the pump like I'm trying to bring them back from the dead. I'm a hooligan, nigga. Watch what I do to this nigga.
Let's go.
You been jump, you the match in the shoe when you slim. I move with some niggas that move on them niggas. That move with some niggas that'll move on them niggas. Nice dude, checking them flashy. Ice jewels, neck looking ashy. Light blue, basket and caddy. Might move west of the Cali. Place to check it, my swaggy. Like you, half of your nasty wife through me. Neck in the alley. Like you, half of your trash.
Yeah, to come back on some hard shit.
I'm just on a roll.
That was fitting. I started off smooth. Then we went and said two tracks for the ladies, and then I hit them with a bang.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think
that was very fitting.
But when I come back with more cases, I can just try to do a big ass.
Yeah. We back.
I'm good.
We back. Discussion still is dating in the game. How you feel about it? What are your pros and cons to it? Now, but also dating in the game, you have your fucked up situations. And there's a couple that we can name that were just ended horribly.
I mean, I'm basically going to have all these.
What do you think was some bad, bad?
I want to have more.
is toss-up. Like, they tied for the worst so-called power couples ever. Stevie J and Jocelyn Hernandez. And Kim and Kanye. I don't know who's worse. I really don't. I'm really trying to figure out which one's worse, Stevie J and Jocelyn or Kim and Kanye.
It's definitely not Kim and Kanye.
Why not?
Because they, you got to think, they know how to keep their name out there. They know how to stay relevant, and they're getting that money. That's their M.O. They're not trying to have real privacy and shit like that. They're not having no disputes or nothing in between them. They good. he had issues with her mom. Yeah, he had issues with her mom because he thought she put the picture up there, but they good.
Besides that, she's fucking up his career?
Nah, I don't know about that. I don't think she influencing his music like that.
Yeah.
And he always been spazzing on the paparazzi even before her.
Yeah, Kanye is fucking up his own career.
Kanye just being Kanye. I don't think she got nothing to do with that. Yeah, Stevie situation. You gotta give props to Jocelyn because she stepped up from being the side hoe. She was the side joint, stepped up to being the main bitch.
She's still really the side bitch. The way Stevie be working, she's still the side bitch.
He is something
like
to get married for.
Stevie J is in the asshole. Stevie J is the jacket in the jackass Hall of Fame. Why the no? Like on some real shit. Like this nigga really tried to propose to both of them. No, wait. Jocelyn proposed to him. He accepted. Then gave Mimi a ring. And tried to marry both of them. That nigga is a bold ass nigga. He is the boldest man on the face of the planet. Real talk. Name another nigga that would try that shit. Name another nigga that would try that shit.
Nah, you know who got? You know who had the worst? Who was the worst couple?
Who?
DMX and Tashir. Ain't nobody
but
had the worst than her. Ain't nobody had the worst than her.
She wasn't in the game though. Like she's not in
the
game.
She was behind the scenes though. She was in the game. She was definitely in the game. So, this nigga got like 11 kids.
That's right, bro.
By different females.
Yeah. It was Keisha, Teresa, Dawn, LaShawn, Tracy.
You really want to fuck all them bitches in that song?
Huh?
For real.
So, yeah, you really went and fucked all them bitches in that song.
About three Kims, Latoya, and Tina.
I bet you know all these bitches' names.
So
I bet you know all these bitches' names.
That was my shit. Like about three Kims, Latoya, and Tina. Like, damn, nigga, like, you really listen to all these bitches?
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
and then when... They said how many kids. He's like, oh, this is his baby mama's. Of course he's going to remember their names.
Makes sense, man.
Yo, Rafiq said he out.
All right, Fink.
All right, Cross.
Yep.
Now that I think about it, should have interviewed his ass.
That
would
have been smart of me, but I wasn't thinking. Oh, well.
Well, we're going to get into another caller, see how they feel about these topics and everything. We're going to get into the 816. Damn, my dyslexia is fucked. 816-799.
816-799.
What up?
What up? This is Baby Keish. I just called in to say thanks for the support.
No doubt.
Yeah, where y'all from?
Huh?
Where y'all from?
Well, we from Delaware and everything, but next blow, we span all across the country. So, yeah.
Okay, right now, I appreciate it.
It's also great that you called in because you can also chime in on tonight's topic, which is dating in the game, the pros and cons of it. Since you are in the game, I'm sure you deal with this too. So, how do you feel about it? Are you for dating somebody in the industry or not?
Really, it just depends on the man himself. Because I've had boyfriends that are really jealous because either their career is not going as well as mine, or they just don't want you to talk to other guys because they know what they're looking for.
That's a good point.
But I no longer have to deal with that because I have a husband, and he's in the game too, but he's not jealous. He's my manager.
Shout out to the manager.
That's
a good point, though. Jealousy.
Yeah, it just depends on the man himself. If you do pick a want to get in a relationship with somebody in the industry, and at least let them be hot. If
How did you, when you was dealing with somebody and they was getting jealous of, you know, they weren't doing as good as you, like, how did you deal with that? You just leave them alone, or did you try to help them get to where you was at, or what?
Well, I tried to help first, but I got short fuse, so I don't tolerate BS. So when the first plan doesn't work, then I move on.
I hear that. That she definitely brought up a strong point. Like, jealousy would definitely play a big part. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. If I was married to Beyonce and my joint going double plastic and she going triple platinum every time she dropped, we might have some issues for a little bit. I don't know.
I'm going to shut the fuck up and play my position.
Right, because you're going to be paid.
You're right. I said a little bit. I'll check myself after a minute.
Because double plastic ain't going to pay them bills.
Yeah, for real. But you know what? I'm sorry. I was tripping. I'm sorry.
I've been like, it would simply be like this, like, man, she's really blowing up and everything. I ain't got shit. Oh, shit, she just bought me a boat. Never mind.
Oh, I mean,
I like
but
baby.
As an artist, that will play with your ego for a little bit. You know what I mean? Especially if you're putting in just the same amount of work. You know what I mean? So I definitely see how I can play with the egos.
True.
But if y'all really there for each other, you want to see the other half win.
Right.
So I'm glad you moved on from that. Found somebody that's really, you know what I mean, backing you. That's a good look.
Oh, yeah. I got a low tolerance for BS, but I'm thankful now.
And now that he your manager, so he got no choice but to make you get some money out there. You know what I mean? He can't say
right,
nothing about money issues. Like, yo, you the manager. What you talking about?
Right. You're going to get your percent before everybody.
That's what's up. That's
nah,
a good
but,
look.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I'm not bothered, you know, being in the game and married.
Mm.
Some people probably would keep it a secret, but I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah,
that's also a great point to make. Like, when you're, like, married in the game and we're basically, like, the sex sales and people wanting you, like, can play an ultimate factor. Like, how do you differentiate that, too, in your own career? Like,
do you go
the Beyonce role? Like, hey, I'm married. Everybody knows it. Or are you playing, like, the Rashida role that nobody knew she was married until Love & Hip Hop? Like, how do you do it?
Oh, no, see, because on my pages, my social network, I give them recognition. Like, when you go to my page, you automatically know I'm married. Because to me, at the end of the day, my marriage is more important than the fame. So it's like they're just going to have to respect it. If they don't like it, then oh, well, that's not the past that God had in store for me then. I'll move on. But it works out. I haven't heard anything about it yet, but I mean, sex sells, but I've never been the type of person that needs to reveal everything. To me, it's sexier when you have your clothes on.
True, very true.
Yeah, I think that all comes down to the image of the artist. Like, if you got somebody like Lil' Kim, I don't think her sitting there running around saying she married is going to be helping her image, you know, helping her image much.
Nope, but that's my favorite rapper. She can do what she wants.
Yeah, but you know, somebody like Beyonce, it works for her because she was, you know, pushing that sexy image before she was married. You know what I mean? So dudes are still gonna have that image of her before she was with Jay.
Right. I'm not a big Beyonce fan though.
Hmm.
Okay.
You know, I like I can't relate to her, so I'm not really into all that.
So who do you, I know you say you like Lil' Kim, so who else do you like?
I like Ciara, Keisha Cole. People I feel like can relate more to the struggle a little bit, not this Hollywood stuff.
Okay. Yeah, we had a real interesting discussion about Ciara last week.
You had that discussion slandering my baby.
Yeah, she cool. I'm glad somebody said they liked her. Like, that's good, though. I don't like that.
I fuck with you. You the one that
so
was
that's who you look into, like, to motivate you?
Really, though, I motivate myself because there's nobody else out there that's going to help me get where I'm going besides myself. So I like them, but I'm not like really big into people. Like, I can take myself somewhere, but no amount of me looking at their career is going to help me.
I can dig that.
I respect that. I like that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of myself. I wake up thinking every day, what can I do differently?
Right. That's how it should be. A lot of artists don't got that state of mind. Like, a lot of artists thinking that they already, just because they, you know, they recorded a song in their boy's basement and they was able to burn it to a CD, they think they Jay-Z already. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't think they need to change or improve anything. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep that state of mind every day, you know, what can I do different than I did yesterday? You know what I mean? Like, you always going to improve, and you always taking that next step forward to, you know, your goals and stuff. So I definitely respect that, too.
Right. And really, though, I feel like God had a plan for me since the day I was born. I think I'm on the right path for it. Just takes time. Most people think it happens overnight, but I've been doing this my whole life, and I'm just now getting somewhere. So, you know, it depends on the person. I think now the game is watered down because everybody wants to rap. It's less people with talent, more people who just wake up like, oh, I want to do this.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot of people that's doing this as a hobby instead of doing it for real. I personally try to stay away from them cats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't mix and mingle with people like that because they're only going to hinder you. So,
I think, you know what I mean, just from talking to you right now, you seem like you got your head on right. I'm definitely going to be tuned in more. Crush put me on to you. You know what I'm saying? He definitely put me on to you. So, I'm definitely going to be tuned in more to you. You know what I mean? And checking in on you.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And I'll definitely be tuning in.
All right, before you go, Crush, you got anything to say?
Now, what was you about to say? Because you probably wouldn't.
I was gonna start to give out all her information, like her Twitter, the Instagram, anybody can contact you.
Okay, you can go to babykeesh.com. That's BABIEKEESH, and then my Twitter and my Instagram is @babykeesh, and then you can find me on Facebook as babykeesh also.
Okay. We're definitely going to be hitting you up.
Yeah, okay. And everybody who is following me on Twitter and everything, I've been tweeting her, mentioning her in the status and everything. So y'all can contact her off of Faith, off of Twitter just like that by going to my page. Yeah, we can work that out. So, yeah. It's all about networking, people.
Okay. Thank you.
I like you. Thank you again, Keith, and everything. Much respect to you and all luck in your career. Yeah. That.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
You're welcome.
All right, you too.
All right, you too. All
right.
All right, we're going. Yes, we got. Oh, ain't that. Yes, we got 302 in the building. Finally. Shit. I've been waiting for 302s to start popping up. 302. 305. 302-345. That was easy. Call you live on the air. Next is below. You're rocking with the show. Lego. State your name. Hello? Call 302.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, nigga?
Yes.
They can hear you.
Can you hear me, Jay? Crush?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Should I call myself Honey Ace?
Ah!
How you doing, baby?
I'm goody.
Nothing, baby. I was sitting here listening to you guys, and I was just like, wow. I remember when we was bebopping.
Oh, my God. Okay, I had to let people know who you are. Because, damn it, I feel it's my job. You're the one of the people who got me started. About 11 years ago and everything, and the great, great hood of Simon's Garden and everything, my auntie's porch, she got me freestyling. I was horrible. I was trash. But she got me my start.
Right. Look where you at today. Look where you at today. We can't say all that was bad. But the good that came
my
out.
My big sister, Honey Hayes. What's up, honey? What's going on, baby?
I'm proud of you, sweetie. I'm real proud of you. I was sitting here just listening to you, and I was just like, damn, that's what's up. You got me, guy, getting the track, getting the booth, and spit some traps. You know what I mean?
What, damn it, we've been trying to get you in the booth for, like, how long?
I know.
You do,
so
you
what's
your
topic? What's your topic for tonight?
The topic for tonight is dating in the game. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? What are the pros and cons to it? And, like, who are the power couples that are really taking over the game right now?
Well, we already know Beyonce and Jay-Z is. Is it a good thing? I mean, everybody got a date, right?
True.
Everybody got to live a life, but I think they should live it separate. But I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. Any more questions?
Because my theory on it, like, I feel like I stated earlier, like, my theory on it is basically, I think it's a good thing because when you got somebody that's down for you, knows exactly your grind, and she can also respect your grind because she's living the exact same firm. So basically, y'all going tick for tack, and it works out like that. If, like, you have a strong bond and strong connection, you put everything on the table, y'all can be,
about
like,
the bottom up. I'm thinking about celebrity-wise, like, them living their life. bottom up, basically, you dating and you doing what you're doing in the show. And let you know who really got your back. It's going to be a lot of jealousy out there because there's going to be a lot of people in your face getting started. It can go both ways. It can destroy a relationship and it can gain a relationship. And you know, I already know that. You know what I mean? That's one reason why I stepped down in the type of things that I was doing because I had to focus on my family. You know, because
right.
you got to be dedicated to one. When you start the game, you got to be dedicated to it. And believe it or not, it's really hard doing it with a relationship because you got to be focused on the grind. This industry is 24/7. It never sleeps. So when do you have time for a relationship? If that's what you're going to do, that's what you're going to do. Everything else got to sit in the back until you get to what you need to get to. Does that make sense?
That makes a hell of a lot of sense.
So again, I say it can go both ways. It could be good or it could be bad. If you already started your career and you're already there, I mean, it's a good thing. You're already established. But if you're trying to get somewhere, I don't think it's a good idea. I just don't. Unless your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your mate is your manager or are they in it with you. Other than that, I don't see it going too good. Unless you have the groupies, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to fall away from the groupies now, sis, because they were starting to give me trouble.
The groupies, they'll always have your back. Let me stop. But you know what I mean.
They were starting to get me in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Well, groupies can get you in trouble. They can't. They can't. Listen to the title, groupies. Come on.
I play that on Superhead.
That's where you got to keep them. Now, relationship-wise, that's different. That's wifey or hubby, you know what I mean? But groupies, that's mad. And leave. Can't let them get in trouble. Can't let them get you in trouble unless you let them get you in trouble.
Yeah, I was kind of letting them get me in trouble. So that's why I had to chill. Yeah. Trying to be a good boy now.
I feel you. Who else on the line that I know?
Nobody.
Body. Okay. Who was talking before?
The other person on the line is my I told you about a Mo Flame and everything.
Flame better stop acting like he don't know me.
Ow.
Flame, he still got his locks or he cut it off. He still got his tongue ringing, his piercing on the side of his face.
No, that's false.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm getting them confused. All right.
Yeah, you are.
My bad. Yeah, no. I seen your post.
That jackass was supposed to call in tonight anyway. Matter of fact.
Was he?
Yep, I'm about to put that name.
I thought I heard of the boy named Flame before. I'm trying to put him in my picture. I'm trying to picture him. I bet you I know him. Was he the one that took the pictures with you recently on your Facebook?
Yeah.
He's kind of happy. Yeah, he's kind of happy like my husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I definitely don't got the piercings.
Yeah, I know you, but I don't know if I want to say it all up on the air, but I even came to the studio at your baby mom's house and spit a little bit for a second.
You know me?
Didn't you just have a son not too long ago?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
That wasn't me.
My bad.
Whatever groupie said that story, they lying. They lying.
No, I just got you confused real quick. I apologize. Oh. But y'all keep doing y'all thing and y'all keep y'all head up. There's always going to be haters in the industry. Y'all just keep doing what y'all doing and don't get caught up with the negativity. And just stay and keep your mind straight and go for the goal.
Come on, since you know me.
I'm just
always
saying,
on my team.
And I know someone stepped to you behind, you're going to be ready to snap. That's why I said stay to the goal. At the end of the day, you're there to make it to your goal. Don't let nobody take y'all off your grind or your hustle.
Okay. He got me there. I'm gonna let you get that one.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right, thanks, sis.
All right. I feel so honored. My sister calling in and everything, supporting me. Like, I'm so touched right now. Blame, I need a moment. I can't think of a song to play yet and everything. I need a moment.
Oh, duh. I mean, we're going to get into the song that got all, it got the strip clubs in North Carolina and South Carolina going wild. Yeah. Snapback.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is.
Like a life is being sliced by a butcher knife, dick a throw like I'm trying to break her windpipe. She like a gagging freaky ass and baby girl get away, licking on my chest while I'm molesting her breast. She's on the glazed over morning, let me know that this pussy got owned it up in a sexual moment. Bubble bouncer punching on that ass like I'm trying to split it. Flip a body like a pancake when I hit it. She see a nigga in her dream, guillotine a monster, fucking the devil called fuck, cause I be the prophet.
Fresh death of my fitted, she snap back and come with it. She snap back and come with it. She snap back and come with it. And I'ma go get her, and I'ma go get her, and I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter talk the back. Don't fret to death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter talk the back.
And we so back. That was Snapback featuring O'Flame, myself, and as for the veterans, Shadowy All Day, y'all know it. It is? Yeah. Apparently, I lost my co-host again. I don't know. His phone is disrespectful and deranged. I don't know. So, until he gets back on the line, I'll play some more music. I don't know what I'm going to play, but I'm going to just talk until I figure out something to play. Yeah, that'll work out. I don't know.
I work out, but
it's been, and oh shit, I did not talk about the battles this week yet. I definitely gotta get in. Well, we definitely gotta get into that once Lynn gets back. But until then, we're gonna get into this Ball for My City, Delaware Stand Up. Y'all know what it is. Yeah.
Be on the lookout for Cartel, Drastic, Straight Legal, Crazy 88, Third World, Graveyard Gang, Ill Strip, Free Agent, Soviet Union, Arson Entertainment, and De La War. These artists are armed and dangerous, and were last seen located in Newcastle County screaming, I ball for my city.
And a
Friday. You already know.
You seeing this, you already on.
You already know. You already know. Cartel Enterprise. You already know. Man, I war. Y'all don't want the war.
I ball for my city. I ball for my city.
Yeah, we back, and everything. We're in the after hours and everything. And, like, when we go into the after hours, if you're not, like, if you're listening online, it just cuts off. And so if you, and if you're not called in, you can't get in. So as we, before the break, we lost Flame's call, but he came in with an impressive buzzer beater. Like, he called in at the one, like, right before the switchboard locked up, which was really impressive. What you think, you Jordan now, nigga?
I told you I hit him with the push-off, nigga.
You Jordan now?
Huh? I hit him with the push-off, you know. So
I ain't dealing with you. See, that's that Hollywood shit I be talking about. Nobody else would have pulled that shit off. That's that Hollywood shit I be talking about right there. Damn, can't stand you. But we're going to get into another caller. Yes, and it's 302 again. 302-486-482. Damn, I got to get my dyslexia in check. 302-468-482. Caller, you're live on the air. Next below.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, what's goody? This the boy Quills.
What's good?
What's goody? What's goody?
What's going on with y'all? How y'all doing?
Man,
we
know,
chilling. We chilling.
Yeah, man. I'm just tuned in, man. Supporting you. I already know, man. Just listening and seeing what y'all doing for him.
Right, right. Was you able to hear the topic?
Yeah, I heard the topic, man. Man. Honestly, man, I don't know, man. It go both ways. I mean, messing with somebody that's in the game, I mean, it's good that they know what's going on, but at the same time, it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, you I guess for me, I would want to bust it up with somebody from time to time that, you know, that's not really involved, you know what I'm saying? Just to step out away from it for some time. But I don't know, man. It go both ways.
Yeah, it's definitely a catch 22.
Yeah, it really is.
But yeah, man. But now I was told this. So how you were saying, like, if you was messing with somebody like Beyonce, like, I don't know, that probably get to me too. Like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going gold, she going platinum. I probably look at myself like, damn, like.
Yeah. Yeah, you putting in more work than she is. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Damn, like what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, that's a sticky situation right there.
Yeah, I could compete all day with my bros, but when you competing with your girl, like, I don't know. I guess that's pride speaking, but man, I don't know.
Yeah, you know how much shit she be talking.
Yeah, right.
like nigga, I went platinum, nigga. I paid that electric grill. What you talking about?
Yeah, you can't even say shit. Words you can.
Yeah. Like, nigga, you walking on dogs tonight, nigga. Like,
yeah, go ahead, walk the poodles. Walk the poodles.
Word, man.
Yeah,
you
just dropped the video, right?
Yeah, I just dropped a video yesterday. It's called Water Resistant. It's shot by some new guys that's up and coming with the cameras, Conscious Insight. So it's on YouTube, man. It's, you know what I mean? It's up there for anybody to watch, you know what I mean? Like it, comment it, rather it be good or bad. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I do good with the criticism, and I know a lot of rappers, man, you can't really say too much to them, Because if you say you don't like something that they do, you know, they call you a hater, and it's like, nah, that's not always the case. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I've been approached a few times by people that say, you know, they heard a song and they didn't like it because it was more radio-like and they want something more hip-hop. Then I play something more hip-hop, and then they'll be like, yo, I like that song. So, you know, that's you know what I mean? That's good, to, you know what I mean, for artists to really get better, you know? It's getting that, you know, the negative energy, but it's still positive at the same time. So, but yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can definitely tell when the criticism is genuine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of times when you're getting criticized from other rappers, you know what I mean? Like they don't tell you in a way where it's being being constructive. You know what I mean? Like they say it in a different tone, but you're like, nigga. Yeah, instead of saying, like, yo, I don't like that track for this reason, they'd be like, nah, that shit whack. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck out of here with that.
Like, if somebody say, oh, I don't like that track, just say, why? If they don't give you a good answer, they're hating. Like, somebody
right.
that's giving you real, true criticism, they're going to tell you why, like, they don't feel it. A hater
uh-huh.
just going to say, fuck, I don't like it. That's how you know.
Yeah, they ain't got no reason. But at the same time, like, you know, you got to listen to yourself. It don't even matter what nobody else say at the end of the day. Like, me, like, I don't really care for nobody's opinion unless I really know it's coming from a real place. You know what I mean?
Right.
People can say my shit whack all day, but at the end of the day, I got 20 DJs that's spinning it. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
You're still garbage, nigga.
I'm like, yo. If my shit gets fun on radio, I'll be garbage all day then. Like, you know what I mean? That's how I feel. Fuck it. Like, that's all it is. So, like, I've been hitting you up. Like, I see you grind, man. I just hit you up the other day. Like, you need to link up. So,
most definitely, man. I'm willing to link up with anybody, man. I didn't work with artists, like, from all over. Like, not so long ago, I just did a track with somebody from the United Kingdom and shit. Like, they was really logged in on my music. So, I mean, that just go to show, like, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, by keep promoting yourself, rather be Twitter, Facebook, or whatever. I mean, the street work is always the best, but, you know what I mean? The network game is crazy, too, because, you know what I mean? You never know, like, who's out there listening to you, man, so... I mean, I was really psyched to hear that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, we most definitely got to link up. That's for anybody, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who seen my videos and be like, damn, like, nah, nigga, like, hit me up. We can work. I don't charge for verses. Like, that's bullshit. Niggas ain't signed. You know what I'm saying? Like, hit me up, most definitely.
That's all it is, man.
That's the shit that kind of pissed me off. Like, that's one of my pet peeves in this game. Like, niggas that are, like, really charging. Like, and you know, like, you're really, like, I'm not saying it, like, a hating-wise, but you're relatively nowhere. Like I can say you're relatively nowhere because right now I'm relatively still nowhere. Like, so how you charging for versus nobody knows either of us. So, really, like, let's get it funky. Like, we might as well do this. Everything rock out, see how far we can take it. Like,
I don't know. I mean, it depends. I did a short stint where I had to charge for verses, you know what I'm saying? But it was only because, and Crush, you know this, it was to the point where my inbox and my email, I was getting hit like 15, 20 times a day from people wanting to do features. So
yeah.
I had to start charging to start weeding out the people that was bullshitting. Like, you know what I mean?
Myself, I'm just getting to that position where I'm I'm feeling like the people that want to do collabos and everything. I'm starting to feel like a star. I'm just now starting to feel like a star.
Yeah, like I don't like wasting bars. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna do a verse for somebody that's not gonna promote the song, that you never even gonna hear the final version of the song. They ain't got no project. They ain't got no way to promote it. And I do some of my best shit when I do features. Why would I waste that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, so I had to start, you know what I mean? I threw a figure out there, and
I threw that out there because I wanted motherfuckers to stop hitting me up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, like, come on, like, all right, you want me to do this verse with 100, nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers say, and some of them is like, you never heard from them again. And I'm like, cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got tired of that shit. Like, I can't, I was on, I ain't gonna say no names, but I was on people's projects like 8 times. Like, you know what I mean? On one project. Like, it started getting ridiculous, so I had to fall back. Like, man, this is a little too much. So I gotta pay.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I want a little serious, but I'm like, I'm paying. Y'all gotta pay. And my friends, you know, don't weed it off, and I wanted that. Like, nigga, leave me alone.
Yeah, I mean, that's another topic that goes either way, man, because I most definitely feel where you're coming from. I mean, because for me, like, when I'm really, like, putting shit out, when I'm really promoting this shit, that's when you get the most, for the most part, like, when people start hearing you, like, yo, I need a feature, or I need a project, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, it's, I mean, you know, for me, on a positive note, I probably look more towards, like, who your fan base is. And, you know, most people, you know what I mean, if they see you doing your thing, they trying to, like, so much as profit off of yours. But I see it as, you know, even if somebody only got, like, 5 people that like their shit, I mean, if they going to have me on a song, like, I'm trying to get their 5 fans, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm just, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to take everything and look at it in a positive way, man. Just, you know, hopefully that when I do get them artists that you never heard of, I'm hoping that I can still get something from it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a waste.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like that. Like, I was doing tracks with people that was obviously garbage. Like, you know what I mean? I was doing that to... But they looked up to me, like, you know, coming to me for advice. So I did that to, like, help them with their craft, you know what I mean? But it started to get out of hand.
Yeah.
So it was just like, all right, you know what I mean? Like, and even if you got 5 fans, that's cool if you're going to let them 5 people hear it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
I would do features for people, and I never heard the final song. Like, it's like, did y'all even do y'all verse? Like, what? So that's why I started doing that. But I definitely feel where you're coming from, man. Like,
Most definitely.
Yeah, that just reminded me of the Just Cause I'm Drunk video. Flame.
Why is that?
Because we were discussing that. And I was like, well, how am I? Like, I said, how do I know if I'm one of the whack niggas that you just did a verse for and everything? He's like, and you said, because I'm actually doing the video.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, man, I just jump on people's tracks. Like if they send it to me, I was like, damn, well, what's that mean about me?
Oh,
I was like a quick second. I was like, damn. Arrogant motherfucker.
Nah, I mean, you know, like, It get out of hand, and I'm sure both of y'all know, man. I'm sure you know, man, and the way you're pushing your stuff out there now, you definitely going to start getting flooded, you know what I'm saying, if you're not already. So you're going to be like, man, what the fuck did these people just send me? Like, you know what I mean? So,
yo, keep it a bean with you. I done been saying some shit. I was like, yo, are you serious? Like, and it's like, I don't know. Like, it's some shit like, I don't know. I done got some weird shit. I done got some horrible shit. I mean, so I don't know, man. At the end of the day, even if, like, some songs I didn't do, but I will say this, though. You know what I'm saying? That whole line of not, like, liking something and, like, just being plain, like, disrespectful. Like, any song that I never liked, I never was like, yo, this is trash. Like, I always let people know, like, yo, look, honestly, I wasn't quite feeling it. You know what I'm saying? If you could send me something different, you know what I'm saying? I mean, some people, they take that the right way. I mean, but most rappers, that's not on. I mean, they take it the wrong way. Like, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest problem with most artists, man. Just not taking that criticism, man. Because that criticism, though, it really go a long way. You know what I'm saying? But they don't want to hear that.
They really don't. It's a surprise, man. It's all right, though.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that, man. Like, I'm all accepted to the criticism, you know what I'm saying? As long as I know it's coming from a genuine place, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. Definitely appreciate you calling in and shit, man. You got any projects you're working on?
Man, anybody who's been paying attention, I know I'm taking, like, mad extra long, but I'm working on my Alive and Living 2, the Get Back project. I mean, anybody who heard the first one, this one, I'm really trying to make this one more hip-hop and not so much as, you know, the tracks that you would hear on the radio. Like, I'm really going back to the foundation of, like, where I want to be and vice versa, not what I know that's was popular right now. So I'm working on that, and honestly, man, just, I mean, I'm always hopping on mixtapes. I'm always doing performances. So, I mean, anybody who follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, like, you know what I'm saying, just stay tuned because I'm always doing something. Like, I'm always doing something.
Yeah, you just did the show at Mojo 13 not too long ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. The last one I did was Paint the Town Red, and that shit was jumping, man. It was most definitely jumping. I got a lot of positive feedback, a lot of networking in there. So shout out to X and Wounds because they put the event together. So you know what I'm saying, I'll probably be working with them a little more, you know what I'm saying, as far as the performances go and whatever. But you know, I'm looking, my next show, I'm thinking it'll probably be out Westchester. I think that's like the 21st or the 23rd. But other than that, right now, I don't got nothing else lined up. But, I mean, stuff always popping up. So, hopefully, I had something before that. So,
okay.
We're definitely going to look.
Yeah, we definitely going to be good, man. You got to get out to that dance show tomorrow. A lot of people out there to network.
Yeah, man, I mean, real quick, you know what I'm saying, anybody who don't got my info, man, you can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Quills, and that's IAMQUILLZ. I mean, so you can even hit my email at QUILLZWG@gmail.com, and I mean, just hit me up for collabs, features. Shit, I mean, I'm a fan of music too. So, I mean, even if you got songs that you just want sent for me to listen to, like I listen to anything, man. So, I mean, you can send me songs as well, videos, producers, send me beats. Anybody who doing whatever, man, just send me something. I'm always up for supporting anything that's positive.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, definitely appreciate you coming through and everything, showing love and showing support and everything, chiming in on the topic and everything, and definitely, and with that, I want to say I'm going to, this is going to be my type of time tonight, but it's probably not because Nick got work in the morning, but
oh,
Friday,
shit.
Friday night, I'm definitely going to be vamping. John, you know, so introduce this track.
Okay. This is the summer anthem for your boy Quills, you know what I'm saying, produced by Vibe Beats, you know what I'm saying. It's called I'm Vamping, you know what I'm saying, that team no sleep, if you know what I'm talking about, unless you got work in the AM, but, but yeah, man, it's your boy Quills, man, turn up.
Yeah. And we're going to get right into that, but right, we're going to get into this, and then we're going to come back with our goodbyes, because, oh, I got to go to work in the morning. I got to sleep. So, yeah, vamping. Let's go! We'll be right back.
I'm steady out dream chasing, I be vamping. Working through the day, working through the night. I ain't stopping until I see the sunlight, cause I be vamping. I'm vamping. I'm vamping. I'm vamping. I be on my grizzly, out here trying to get it. On a mission, best believe that love be my witness. I don't sleep that much, too determined to get it. Get it how I know how, I'm working like it's urgent. I'm alive and living, trying to make a living. You only live once, ain't no reliving. Crushing my competition, oh God, please forgive me. Pounce on, see no sleep, I be up vamping. I work it out, I work it out, like it's a ligament. Get to this rap money, treat it like a scholarship. Mess around if you want, I'm gone. Get my best on everything, you catch me on my grind. Out here try make it, in the foot and take it. I don't sleep that much, I'm steady up dream chasing. I be vamping, I'm vamping. I'm vamping, I'm vamping. Working through the day, working through the night. I ain't stopping until I see the sunlight, cause I be vamping. I'm vamping, I'm vamping, I'm vamping, I'm vamping. Feeling like it's my time, oh yeah, it's my year. Pay no attention to the nonsense, push that to the rear. Too fresh to be stressed, I'm too fly. Too care when it comes to that sneak game. You know I got the fresh pair. I don't think they like me, but wanna be just like me. They see no bricks, it's all switch. I just do it like Nike. But ain't nothing come overnight. I went ham all through the night. I grind hard, I shine hard like a diamond, so bright. When they told me that I can't, I told myself that I can. Now every day I wake up feeling like I'm the man. Work staying dedicated, stick to the game plan. See my future getting brighter, so I think my Ray-Bans. Out here trying to make it, in the foot of tanking. I don't sleep that much, I'm steady up dream chasing. I be vamping, I'm vamping, I'm vamping, I'm vamping. Working through the day, working through the night. I ain't stopping until I see the sunlight, cause I be vamping. I'm vamping, I'm vamping, I'm vamping.
There we go. Shit. We had some technical good difficulty. But we good. Yes. So, it's that time of the night where I say bye to y'all. So, bye.
That's how you feel?
Huh?
So, that's how you feel?
What'd you say?
So, that's how you feel?
Nah.
Bye.
They know I love them. They know
all I can say is, say fuck Sprint. That's all I gotta say.
Don't say that. They're gonna cut you off again.
Man, fuck Sprint. We need that fuck you snippet again.
Sprint do not like your ass right now. And that's
yeah. I don't like their ass. Fuck
how many times your call dropped during this show? Like 17 times?
Yeah, shit, it's probably about to drop again. Like, I got no fucking bars right now.
Well, hurry up and get your shout outs out before they drop you.
Alright, I was gonna say fuck Sprint. Y'all can reach me at Twitter at the Willow Flame, fuck Sprint. Instagram, the Willow Flame, fuck Sprint, Shadowy Media, Instagram, fuck Sprint. YouTube.com/OFlame, fuck Sprint. ReverbNation.com/OFlame, fuck Sprint. OFlame fan page on Facebook, fuck Sprint. That nigga Flame on MySpace, fuck Sprint. You know what I'm saying? We out here, fuck Sprint.
Team ATT. Team ATT, baby, all day. Y'all know who it is. It's the Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crusty Callous. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Group, so damn smooth. Be aware, I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. And y'all know my parting words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself, so cherish yourself every day, because you never know when you're going to be gone. Now, of course, y'all can find me everywhere. I'm sooner going to be on Instagram, but until then, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, MySpace, Black Planet, ooh, Skype, only females if you about that life, Crusty Catalyst, CrushdaCatalyst, y'all know what it is. Oh yeah, I'm also on YouTube and everything because I'm just that dude and everything. I'm so trending on YouTube because, hell, I'm always doing a video. I'm always doing, like, a behind the scenes. I'm always doing something. I'm always doing a blog. Yeah, you can just find me everywhere because I'm every Mr. Everything. But, Fling, it's time.
Fuck Sprint.
I gotta get myself together. But
it's definitely time, man. It's time, fuck Sprint. It's time.
It's time, fuck Sprint. Teammate.
It's time, fuck Sprint. Definitely,
yeah.
Time.
Yeah, no,
I'm about to do a fuck Sprint vlog right now. I'm about to turn the camera on and do a fuck Sprint vlog right now.
You really gonna do it?
Yeah, this shit is ridiculous.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to stay up just to see this shit because I know it's going to be hilarious.
Shit, but yeah, it's definitely time, man.
It's that time. It's always been that time, but it's right now, it's that time.
At this moment, it's that time.
Yeah. When we do the video, it's definitely going to be that time.
All the time.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Crush the Catalyst, it's time, featuring OFlame. And y'all know I don't say until next week because I don't know if we're going to have, like, technical difficulties. Can I get the rest out, please?
I mean, that was the technical difficulties for me today.
Oh, yeah.
It was the perfect moment for me to say it. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I don't know if we're going to have technical difficulties with Blog Talk or Sprint. So, I'm going to say I'm going to see y'all when I see y'all. Yeah, let's go. Crush Catalyst, featuring OFlame, it's time.
Fuck Sprint, nigga. My way, take my shit back like OJ, OJ. Be calm, don't respond, cause this boy is worse than Vietnam with that name. Okay, I'm back in the building, feeling so comfortable, cause you rap cats and snacks, Lunchables,
really?
And I need a big meal, cause I'm a big deal, you think you come to us, get real, I've been a trending topic, you know, like a Twitter blast,
right.
And since next to blow, I've been showing my ass. Back on deck, beheading the so-called best.
Yeah.
See the beat, shadow, we start signing our checks. Back in my baggy, boy.
is Aggie boy. Cold war to the death. That's why I like Maggie boy. It's time, it's time. It's time, it's time. Back in my baggy boy. Y'all niggas is Aggie boy. It's Cheddar Wheat to the death. That's why I like Maggie boy. It's time, it's time. It's time, it's time. Fire in my veins. Yeah.